Now, having obtained the weighted gremiums P and Q, then we go ahead as Euro as the balanced model reduction technique. So what we're going to do is a balance P and Q, okay? So we find a transformation T such that the weighted gremium balances that are equal and diagonal. And then we do the balanced transformation. So the remember, we are not transforming the host, the weighted transfer matrices, okay? We are only transfer matrix, transfer the transfer function of G, not the weighted W, G, and W, okay? So we take a transformation and transform the realization of G, and we got a so-called weighted balance realization. And then we partition it in such a way, again, look at all those single values of the weighted gremiums, and if all some of the single values are small, then that's the candidate for us to throw away of those states. So assume all those single values containing sigma 2 is much smaller than single values of sigma 1, then we partition it accordingly. Then we're going to reduce the model in such a way by throwing away those states corresponding to sigma 2. We get a reduced order model of A11, B1, C1, and D, and so on. Now, of course, we don't know in general that how good the error is going to be. And unlike in the unweighted case, we can actually bound the error by 2 times of sigma r plus 1 and 2 sigma n. And in this case, we don't have a way to bound it, the error yet. At least in my opinion, there isn't any good error bound available in the literature yet. And there are some bounds that are claimed to be the bounds. In my opinion, they are not really the bounds for such weighted errors. Now, there are only very, very special cases we're going to show later on that in the relative case, actually, we could get an error bound. But in general, there isn't an error bound for such a weighted error. But nevertheless, many numeric experience and examples have shown that such techniques works very well. And that's a fortunate part of that.